Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in. Hello, friends. Good evening, good morning, wherever you are. Hope you're doing great. WFTV 9 News in Florida is sharing more of Maddie Soto's biological father's interview with them. Her father's name is Tyler Wallace, and over the weekend he visited the site where Maddie's body was found in St. Cloud. That's approximately 22 miles away from where she lived in Kissimmee. Tyler spoke to reporter Shannon Butler on Friday. He did not put any restrictions on the questions, by the way, but he did want to talk about why he had no idea what his daughter was going through. He also doesn't want other fathers to suffer the same regrets. So Tyler and Tatiana, his wife, saw Madeline in October of 2023. And that was the last time they saw her. They said that they kept in touch with Maddie. They paid her child support and gave a little extra so that Maddie could take flute lessons. But because they lived thousands of miles away from Madeline in Texas and finances were tight, they didn't see her very often. Tatiana Wallace said, quote, "We had her in October, and I just wish she would have told me. I would have taken her away from that," end quote. So it sounds like Madeline was doing what a lot of victims of SA do, particularly children, and that is, they feel ashamed, so they don't tell anyone. I mean, if the SA goes on for years, as it did with Madeline, they probably start to feel like they're partially responsible for it, even though what they don't understand is that they were groomed to allow this over time. They were groomed to think that this was normal. Until they grow up a little and they learn that this is not the norm and this is not what they want and this is wrong and they've been victimized and manipulated. Tyler said, quote, "I just wish I could have seen her more. I wish I could have had her more. And I struggle with that. I will always struggle with that." Wallace told Channel 9 that Stephen Stearns, who Jen Soto described as her partner and also Maddie's stepfather, was in and out of her life for about 5 years. Tyler didn't know Stearns very well, but had no reason to believe that he would soon be arrested and accused of what he's been accused of, thanks to the graphic recordings on his phone. Tyler said, "I don't know yet the whole story, and it's painful to be in that state of waiting to understand how I feel. But the truth is, I don't know how I feel yet. It's hard. It's flip-flopping and speculating, and that's difficult. That takes a toll on you, and that's why I'm just trying to grieve privately with my family and process this loss for us. And I do want support from the public, but I don't feel right sending mobs and pitchforks. I want to focus on Maddie and her loss and what I could have done better. Not as a guilting myself thing, but as helping other fathers who are struggling to have relationships with their children." Tyler said he's going to continue to fight for answers and try to find a way to move on. He said, quote, "It's not fair. Life isn't fair. You know, I love my little girl. We were patient. We were taking our time. By our belief, we were doing everything right, and it just happened like this. And there's no the rest of her life. There's no making up for it. There's no improvement. It's just done now." Now, on Friday, Tyler said he was trying to get some of Maddie's ashes to take home with him, and his attorney apparently did get some of those ashes from Jennifer Soto, and he and his wife are heading back home now with those ashes. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to use the mob and pitchforks on Tyler Wallace just because he was Madeline's biological father. It doesn't mean that he had a very strong relationship with her mother, and it sounds like he was living in Texas. Sometimes people conceive children before they really know each other. And we heard that Jen Soto allegedly had some psychological issues. So instead of commenting, he should have done the right thing and he should have married Jen Soto, that's not the way it always works. Maybe Jen and Tyler have different religions and they discovered that after Maddie's inception. Maybe Tyler's career is in Texas and he knew that he couldn't find such a job in Kissimmee, Florida. Maybe Jen Soto didn't want to be with Tyler. And maybe, just maybe, she wasn't cooperating with Tyler. Maybe she spoke poorly about him in front of Maddie. Maybe Jen didn't think it was important to have Madeline spend time with her father in Texas. This stuff is complicated, and Tyler Wallace is not the person on the hot seat. Stephen Stearns is, and possibly Jennifer Soto too, for what she may or may not have seen. Tyler talks about being patient. He said, "We were being patient." I think what he meant was they were waiting for Madeline to turn 18 so that she could make her own choices about who she wanted in her life and maybe where she wanted to spend time and whose values she embraced. Maybe Jen Soto's values are very different from Tyler Wallace's values. And maybe Jen wanted to have total control over Madeline, to fill her mind with her religion, with her politics. We just don't know. I mean, I guess if there's a lesson here, it might be careful with whom you have children. Maybe this is why back in the day, mothers and fathers would tell their children, do not get involved in physical activity until you're married. I'm not saying I believe that or I don't believe that. I'm just saying that if you're not sure who you're having children with, maybe you should take the time to get to know that person before you create a child who may suffer a situation where mom and dad don't live in the same state and the child isn't able to have a relationship equally with both parents. Of course, everything I'm saying here is speculation. The one thing we do know for certain is that Stephen Stearns was a poor choice for a partner and a poor choice for a stepfather, if you want to call him that. I don't call him that. For Madeline. Let's keep our eyes on the ball, or should I say on the douchebag, Stephen Stearns. He's the enemy, not Tyler Wallace, not Tatiana Wallace, and maybe not Jen Soto either. We just don't know. That's all I'm going to say. I've probably said too much tonight. Until the next time, I'm Bed Crime Stories. And many thanks to the kind person who gave me a super thanks today. I truly appreciate it.